Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Apologies up front, my voice is in not terrific shape today because I'm a little under the weather, but the show isn't about my voice, it's about the music, so I do hope you'll enjoy what we have to offer in that department. And we're featuring music from the films of director Tony Scott on the program today. Mr. Scott, of course, committed suicide not too long ago at the age of 68, and a sad end to a remarkable director's career. Really an underrated talent, one of the more influential mainstream action directors of the last quarter century or so. The music in his films, while occasionally memorable, wasn't always the strongest point of those movies, but there were quite a few enjoyable tunes scattered throughout his filmography, so let's take a listen to some of those now. We're going to begin with a score from 1986, a great big bombastic cheesy effort from composer Harold Faltermeyer, written for Tony Scott's Top Gun. Enjoy. the enjoyably cheesy theme for Top Gun, written by Harold Faltermeyer. For his next collaboration with Tom Cruise, Scott wanted another guitar-driven score, but this time he turned to composer Hans Zimmer, who provided the melodies which accompanied Days of Thunder. Take a listen. Music from Days of Thunder, written by Hans Zimmer. That one isn't one of Zimmer's better scores, but he did provide a distinctive, memorable effort for a movie directed by Tony Scott and written by Quentin Tarantino called True Romance. Let's take a listen. A distinctive and unique score for True Romance, written by Hans Zimmer. That one's been imitated and used in trailers for other movies many, many, many times. Next up, what I think is the best score I'm going to feature on the program today, another effort from Hans Zimmer, one of Zimmer's most groundbreaking and genuinely thrilling efforts, his score for the tense submarine thriller Crimson Tide. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music written for Crimson Tide by Hans Zimmer. Zimmer's final collaboration with Tony Scott was written in 1996 for, well, let's say an underwhelming follow-up to Crimson Tide called The Fan, starring Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're featuring music from the films of director Tony Scott on the program today. And now in the second half of the show, we move on to essentially the second phase of his career, when he moved away from composer Hans Zimmer and started teaming up with his protege, Harry Gregson-Williams. He first worked with Gregson-Williams and composer Trevor Rabin on the entertainment thriller Enemy of the State. Let's take a listen to the enjoyable theme written for that film. That's music from Enemy of the State, written by Harry Gregson-Williams and Trevor Rabin. That score had a lot in common with the scores that Hans Zimmer wrote for Tony Scott, but Harry Gregson-Williams increasingly started to push the music away from anthems and melodies and more towards electronic rhythms and experimentation. Some of that began in his enjoyable score for the 2001 movie Spy Game. Take a listen. music written for the really entertaining 2001 film Spy Game. Next up, another entertaining one, if somewhat messy, the 2004 thriller Man on Fire, which features a terrific lead performance from Denzel Washington. Let's take a listen to some of Harry Gregson-Williams' score.
Come on,
A lengthy, lovely piece written for the 2004 film Man on Fire. Not really indicative of the score as a whole, for the most part. The music for that movie tends to be pretty loud and brash, but a really nice piece, and one I hope you enjoyed. For his 2005 effort, Domino, a terrific and criminally underrated movie, by the way, Scott used a lot of pre-existing songs and also some pre-existing score cues written for Man on Fire and other movies, along with little bits and pieces of original music by Harry Gregson-Williams, but not really enough of note to feature on the program. So we'll jump ahead to, I believe it's 2007, no, 2006, and Harry Gregson-Williams' score for Deja Vu, another Denzel Washington collaboration. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music written by Harry Gregson-Williams for the film Deja Vu. Sadly, we are getting close to being out of time on the program today, so just have time to do one more score selection. Let's move ahead to Tony Scott's final film as of now, the 2010 effort Unstoppable, starring Denzel Washington, and scored once again by Harry Gregson-Williams. Enjoy. Nice music by Harry Gregson-Williams, written for Unstoppable. Tony Scott, certainly a director who will be missed. His filmography, while certainly not flawless, offers a lot of tremendous entertainment, and I think somebody who's going to be appreciated more and more as people take the time to go back and really look at his work. We're all out of time for today. I hope you had a good time on today's show, and hey, we'll check you again next week. Back at you later.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.